So now we go to the tragedy of the week. Mr. Thompson has removed himself the day after last weekend, which was a few days after the election. Was Thompson able to let himself go, commit suicide, because Trump, he thought, had lost?
No.
They weren't the issues. Has he been, what kind of illness did he die of? What's he been suffering the past year?
Death.
No, but what are the symptoms of that in his body?
It's a melanoma.
That's skin cancer, Carolyn?
Yeah.
Not that can be.
But it wasn't skin cancer, Ion.
Correct. It morphed.
Yeah, he was doing his Facebook page for about 2 years, until about 2 years ago. Then he suddenly stopped. Is that when he became really sick, just couldn't do it? Iandra. Well, that's you.
Yeah, let's get
it. All right. So 2 years ago when he stopped performing on his Facebook page, a year and a half, 2 years ago, was that because he was too ill to focus and type?
No. It became a permanent dead link, Bob.
Well, he was on there posting, and other people could.
No. We're making fun of the essay, permanent dead ink link.
What essay?
William Irwin Thompson's essay.
Okay.
Lessons of history. Come on, Bob.
See,
that's the reason you're so fucking successful. You never read Thompson either.
I read him, but I'm immune. I can get away with it.
The death of Nita.
I'm supposed to know who that is?
Good Lord have mercy.
Death of Nita? No, I don't know that. I don't remember him saying that.
It was another
death of Nita. All right. But the point is, was he not ill for the past couple of years?
He was.
He was taking his energy away. And he did say a couple of years ago that he didn't see a purpose for himself. He was 80 years old. He said it's a real quandary about what to get interested in. That was
a
dilemma for
80.
Him.
He's older than 80. He's born in 38, Bob.
What'd you say? I know he's born in
38. He was older than 80. Well, that's more than 80.
No, I'm talking about 2 years ago. 2 years ago, he made his statement.
Oh, when he was 80. Okay.
Yeah. He, in an interview with a young guy or with somebody, he said, I don't know what to do. I basically want to die. He said that. I want to die. I don't see anything going on this planet that I'm interested in. He just couldn't figure out what to do. He's basically saying, we're living longer. What are we supposed to do? Was that a genuine concern of his? That was true, that he was befuddled about what to do with himself?
Yeah, but he had a little reprieve with that Ralph Abraham.
Yeah, with the school, with the Ross school.
Yeah, East Hampton, Ross School,
yeah.
East Hampton. That was okay because it got give some function, but it really didn't do him any good. I mean, it's like
it was old stuff.
The bullshit at Syracuse University. He did that really well, but what did it matter? It doesn't matter.
Yeah, what's happened to the Ross School? Are they at loose ends under the COVID and
they're
Biden
gone.
Confusion? They're gone.
It's all gone.
So what is Miss Ross, the only way she can get going again is to tune into us with what's happening.
You don't have enough hubristic pretension, Bob, to answer that question.
I don't have enough power on you to force you to answer that one? Is that what you're saying?
Hubristic pretensions, that's right.
Well, she wouldn't be, she never would realize the value of Ion.
Correct.
Like Peggy Hitchcock wouldn't
like
realize.
Like Peggy.
It. Okay. Let's see.
It's like E.O. Wilson's sociology. Sociobiology. Yeah, that's what it's like.
Yeah, you're saying they're like him.
Yeah.
Right. Too literal. Too literate. Too literal. Too materialistic.
Time falling bodies take to light.
Hear that, Carol? Iron Nose, the great title. The Evergreen said that was a good book. Okay.
Yeah.
So you have so
teaching you about sex, Bob. You can't read that; it's filthy.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Back to Thompson. So Thompson transitioned. Did he transition? Did he discover things about us once he had transitioned?
Yes.
Or does it? I know it doesn't matter.
And Gene Gebser.
Yes, I know him. What about him?
That's what he found out. He thought he was full of shit. He's a Switzerland guy.
I know. And he found out Gebser knew what he was talking about?
Yep.
Gebser's closer to predicting iron than many people, correct?
That's correct.
So how does Thompson's consciousness learn this? Is it an instant vision? Does he talk to a ghost of
It's lucidity.
Just you just get the clarity and you know. You just know.
Well, and that, and he would, that's why he would mention David Spangler.
Yeah, definitely. What about Spangler?
You know, that goofball mystic.
I know who he is. I know he's a medium. It was his cosmic awareness.
He's a small. See, he could reach for it, but he couldn't embrace it. Now he can embrace it.
Okay, you talking about Thompson or Spangler could reach for it?
Thompson could reach for it but couldn't get it. That's why he would even include a James Lovelock or a David Spangler.
Because he couldn't get to the ion awareness or...
Correct.
What?
He could read Thomas Pynchon, but he would never believe it.
Right, so he believes, he was a POB, he believed in literate materialism.
Yeah, if you read his work, you know what he stands for. It's all gloom, despair, and it's going to be over soon. Just be still. If your incredulity to life doesn't get you, the upside down will.
So Thompson...
If you get into Alfred North Whitehead, we're going to the beach, just so you know.
He was a big influence on Thompson in the early years when he was young.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. So Thompson got clarity about us. Did that shock him, especially about me?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. So he's in an incomplete guff. You say he was a doomster, a fatalist, because he did say we go through a dark age, and that'd be a couple hundred years, and then we'd get to some breakthrough. You say he doesn't even see a breakthrough.
Oh. You're talking about coming into being? Is that what you're talking about?
I was quoting all the Thompson books now, and you'd be happy.
Okay.
Just one.
We're having a good session. It's great that Thompson died. We get to talk about him a bit. It's the last time we get to talk about him. But the guff is different. He's a mystical. He celebrated dying. He was looking forward to dying. Did it become obvious to his knower that this ain't the death zone that I thought we were going to?
No, he got caught in the book of Judges, Bob.
He's judging himself, not worthy.
No. In the Bible, the book of Judges.
Okay.
That's where his problem ended up.
That's what he became aware of once he was transitioned?
Yes.
So Thompson has had some realizations. Does he think, and if they think, I don't know, I don't think they think, but whatever he knows over there, does he say, I should have listened to Bob and Carolyn? Or he's so negative.
No. He would never admit that. What he wishes, he should have taken advantage of you. He could have taken advantage of you, and you'd have let him. You would have allowed him to take advantage of you. To get him to have control of William Irwin Thompson, you'd let him. He could have his way with you.
Yeah, but he would take advantage by using our products or some other thing.
No. Who gives a fuck about products? The motherfucker's dead. No, we're talking about if he could have been included into your media ecological barrage, that would be huge.
Oh, he could have been a member of Club 22. That's what he regrets.
Sure, of course.
And why didn't he notice that? Because of his own arrogance?
Bob, have you ever read his work?
Okay. We were just too happy for him.
You ever read Paleo Solari?
No, I haven't read that one. No.
You should. Harper's did it.
But who did?
Harper's book.
Oh,
publishers.
Paleo Solari. I don't know that one. Anyway, that's a Thompson book.
Yes.
When he transitioned, does he get mad at Moore Strong and all those globalists that supported him? Does he argue with them?
Yep.
Mm. And he never liked Zappa, right? He had no clue about Zappa.
No.
Yeah.
And then the Sewanee Review, don't forget that one.
Yes, he did that in 1964, maybe, on Finnegan's Wake, maybe.
Winter of 64, Bob.
Yes. What's important about that article?
That's where it all started.
Yes, that was a major statement. He talked about Finnegan's Wake, and it's a good article in his terms.
And then the Whiteheadian criticism.
All right. That's a title?
That's an essay.
Okay. Let's see. So Thompson, who around Thompson, what's interesting is Jim George transitioned a few months before Thompson. They were friends. They were in the same circles. Moore Strong and Thompson, he may not have been as effective as Jim in hanging out with rich people, the Threshold Foundation, and all that they were accomplishing against the whales and this and that. Would Thompson talk to Jim George now? Because they're both transitioned.
They would, because now he gets to find out what was wrong with the evolution of the afterlife.
Right. His writing on it. His writing on that. Yes, he had to go through the stages, which were sort of a mixture of McLuhanism and Theosophy, maybe. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Did Pound get as far as Thompson on that wacky kind of thinking?
No, Pound was ahead of it because Pound never had any, he didn't have a Gilgamesh syndrome.
Right. Yeah, Gilgamesh was a big deal. Okay, so.
He laid it out as mortar, and it's not. So that's what's wrong with it. That's why it never, the cycle, he laid that out as mortar, and it's not. That's the realm of the dead. Not triumphant or a reconstitution of some cosmic order, but it's the confrontation with a realm that's physical and yet has emotional appetites, even frustrated without a body. See the difference?
Right, and you're talking about Thompson's writings, not Pound.
Correct. And we're saying how Pound got that and Thompson didn't.
Right. And did McLuhan get what Pound said?
Yeah. He would quote it like this: "The house where none leave who have entered it, where dust is their fare and clay their food." Yeah.
Right. That's a McLuhan quote. That's how McLuhan would say it.
Yes.
How he translate Pound. And Thompson would be nowhere near that. Couldn't do it.
Correct. He says that you got to go to the star belt of Orion. Now, this is Thompson. He gets that part. But he says that you're doomed to his narrative star in the belt of Orion. But commoners and heroes were doomed to remain in the form of their shade. Their bah.
Yeah, now, he was against psychedelics, so he didn't like Terrence McKenna and told him so. Does Terrence McKenna end up in a dialogue with Thompson where they are today?
Yeah, you have to look it up. You're looking up in the Journal of Consciousness Studies.
Yes,
That's where that is.
That's where Thompson comments on McKenna there.
Mm-hmm. And they don't have like a conversation, but they have competing esoteric bions, little niblets. Mm-hmm.
Bion, V-I-O-N-S?
Yeah, V-I-O-N-S. Like little orts of food, little orts of information.
Okay, so
you're doing
do
so
they,
good. You're actually focused. We're so glad he's dead. Now you can get rid of those pie-eyed ideals you've been fucking so long. Get you back to the land of the living. It's gonna be great.
Right now, McKenna. Do they argue and discuss things where they are now, the purgatory?
No, he's still mad about it all. Now he was trying to get out of this life, and now he wants back in it, and he can't go. He's still here, and he can't do anything now. He's stuck like a chuck. It's no bueno, Bob. No bueno. He's stuck.
He's stuck?
He's going to sit in that chair until we get through. He's not going to move until we get through. You're going to put something in the upside down, you can see what the upside down feels like. All right? Pour with your bags down.
We get through doing our agenda or get through with him?
Yes, and yes.
We're, yes.
Both.
Yeah.
Both.
Okay, so.